Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your breaking news for Friday, August 29th, 2025. So we just got the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. It just broke. I'm going to show you that, instant reactions on the bond market for rates, and also where the stock market's going today, folks. So we got some numbers. I also want to show you guys, I did an analysis yesterday. So what I started doing is compiling all my own data to try to figure out if I can come up with some of these economic numbers better than the economists. So yesterday I predicted where the PCE would be today. Let's go over and see how I did. So folks, we got great news this morning from the inflationary numbers. So stay tuned. That's what we're going to talk about in today's show, folks. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I come out each day to explain to you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. And you have to understand the whys, because a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines right now saying, I just want better and better. Are rates going to go any lower? Well, let's go figure that out, folks. So let's get over to it. Here's what we're talking about today. The PCE, the number one inflation measure that the Federal Reserve monitors. It just came in, and it came in at 2.9, exactly what they were expecting and exactly what I predicted as well. So let's get over to the breaking numbers that we have right now. I just want to show you, here's what the market looks at, or here's what the Fed looks at. They control the federal funds rate, but today they got the PCE, the number one inflation number that they look at. Let's go and see how it fared. How did it come in? I think it's headline news right down through here. It came in at 2.9%. What was expected? Well, let's get over to the economic calendar to look at that. So I'm going to show you the instant reaction to the markets, but here, let's go through this. We got on Friday, right through here, the PCE numbers. Now we got four of them. We got core PCE month over month, year over year, and then we got PCE month over month, year over year. So let's see how these did. So last readings, we're going to compare whether they were previously what the economists expected, what we expected, and then what they truly came out as. So the core PCE month over month was 0.3 previously, expected to stay at 0.3, and it is. Okay, the core PCE year over year was 2.8, expected to go to 2.9. It did go to 2.9. Then we go down to the PCE price index. This is where the headlines are. Last reading was 2.6. They expected it to stay at 2.6, and it did. And then we got month over month. It was 0.3. It actually dropped to 0.2. So that's 0.2. Let's see how I predicted these. So I put all the analytics for the last couple weeks into this, and here's what I came up with. The only deviation I had yesterday, the economists had the core PCE year over year at 2.7. I said it was going to be 2.9. It actually came in right what we expected, right through here. So I don't know if they did a revision last night or not, but this yesterday was 2.7. If you don't believe me, go back to yesterday's video, folks. So we nailed all of these numbers right on the point. So now let's get over to see market reactions to all this stuff. Let's get over to the Dow Jones and see where the equity markets are faring right now. S&P futures retreat from record as traders assess the inflation data. I'll help you break that down. I want to actually break down the entire week so we can actually look at the strength of the economy, because these numbers are fantastic. Okay, so we go across the board. It's all negative. It was negative prior to this. We got oil down, which is fantastic. So I'm not liking this across the board, but I like this. Go to cryptocurrency. Let's see, where is that? Cryptocurrency is getting hammered as well. But I like the oil trade, folks. So that's coming in and good right through there. Let's go over to the economic calendar. Let's just analyze the week. Okay, so I won't have a closing bell tonight or the live event showing you guys what's going to happen next week. I'll be traveling today. I'm heading down to Florida. So if you need me today, I'll be a little bit untouchable. But next week, I'll be right back at it. I'll be working from Florida. But here's what I want to show you guys. What we usually talk about is what to expect next week, but let's recap this week. Okay, so here's what we're looking at. We start at the beginning of the week on Monday. We usually don't have a lot of economic news on Monday. But this week we had building permits and new home sales. Let's look at those. Building permits, 1.39 million previously. is expected to drop all the way down to 1.35. It came in at 1.36, a little bit better than expected, but not as good as it was. But we'll take it. New home sales, 656 previously. They thought it would drop all the way to 635. It came in basically at 0.652. So that gives us that piece of the puzzle. Then let's look at the consumer and the economy. Durable goods orders and core durable goods orders. Last reading there, 0.3, went up to 1.1. Look at this one. It was negative 9.3. It went to negative 2.8. All these are positive numbers. Case-Shiller index, this is home prices. Month over month, nothing, which I've called it. Year over year, it's up 2.1%. I didn't call this, and my apologies for that. I said the markets were going to be completely flat, but usually you don't have the whole country flat as a pancake. You have some markets up, some markets down. Consumer confidence, well, that's up more than what was expected, a little bit down from where it was. Okay, so let's go down through here. Wednesday, we had nothing. Thursday, continued jobless claims on point, better than expected. You go to core PCE prices. We'll skip that. GDP, last reading, last report was negative 0.5. It went to 3, was revised up to 3.3. Initial jobless claims, 229, better than expected, better than the last reading. And also, they're not accumulating. So we have less here and less people getting let go. All this is fantastic news. Then you get today's inflation. Where's that huge spike in inflation? Okay, this is what we're waiting for. And this is where I keep saying, if there's going to be a shock for tariffs, it's going to show up right through here. Okay, but we're not seeing it. You see month over month, or let's go down through here. Month over month, 0.3 across the board. Month over month down here, better than last reading. So the inflation numbers down through here, not bad. Now let's go to personal spending, up just a tad right through here. Not a good sign, but that's still telling us the consumer is spending. So all in all, I don't really think the markets are going to react at all to this thing. So let's get over to the bond market. A little bit of a reprieve there, down 11 ticks, really not going to do anything for rates today. So I think this is basically what the market was hoping and or expecting. So that's why you're going to see mortgage rates just completely stagnant. There's no catalyst. There's no catalyst to really take us up or down at this time. So I will be back. Like I said, I'll come on Saturday and post a video for you guys. I want you to understand what's coming next week to see if there's anything out there that'll bring these down any further. Because if you're watching this show, you're looking to most likely to buy or refinance, or you might be a realtor or a mortgage person. But what's the catalyst that would bring these down any further? That's what we're trying to figure out. Because until the Federal Reserve starts to cut rates, and this data is telling them the economy's strong, inflation's not really going crazy, I think that'll be the catalyst that really brings the rates down, because they're saying, okay, but we've been waiting for all these tariffs to really hit the inflation numbers, and they're not. So will they eventually? Well, they're eventually might catch up to us, but there's no really huge spike in inflation, and that's helping the markets right now. So I'm expecting mortgage rates to basically be flat as a pancake today. The markets will probably stabilize off of this, because let's go to the CNBC, see what the markets are doing. Probably a thin trading today, because we do have a holiday on Monday. I will be posting on Monday, but most traders, they put in their positions last night or this morning, because they're probably traveling today, saying, you know what, let's let the market do what they're doing. And this was fantastic number for those, because I don't really think the markets are going to move. There wasn't any really shock and all in any of those numbers. And that was the biggest news that the markets were waiting for this week, folks. So we got it, and it really didn't do anything for rates. So that's great news for you out there if you're looking to buy or refinance. Let's get now over to who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do these videos each day so you guys can understand what's going on with these and the whys behind it. Many people come in and just give you all this data and whatever. What I try to explain to you is where the rate is, and we go over that, and then all the key elements that we go over each day that affects these things. And that's all. I'm not Nostradamus. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just giving you my 35 years of experience and my knowledge with all this to help you understand the markets and time, how to lock in your rates. So let's get over to what I do and how I do things, because this might be majorly important for you guys. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The bank I work at actually is unique. And here's, we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, we're set up with over 30 different lenders like a broker, but we're a bank. But the unique thing here is, let me get to the point. If you want to get one application, one credit pool, and compare your loan to 30 different lenders, let me show you what we do. So each Wednesday, we come in and I show you behind the scenes, and I'll try to post that video right up through here. We come in and show you behind the scenes how we do it. So basically, here's what we do. I work at a bank, and we get you approved. Now the hard work comes in. Now, what are you looking for? You're watching this video because you're trying to figure out where the rates are going. And so let's dive down that path. In the history or back in the time, you were always advised get 1, 2, 3, 4 different mortgage quotes. Well, I would do that if you're calling banks. Why don't you just call me? Okay, because I'm going to do all the heavy lifting for you. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30 different lenders. How do we do that? We're set up with 30 other lenders, just like a broker. So I can use their programs, their rates to help you guys out. So that's what we do. And we can also do your loan here at the bank. But here's programs that we offer. Like this. This will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. The unique thing about this, and one lesson I'll teach you, don't get a down payment assistance program in these times because the rates are so high that isn't forgivable. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to get one of those loans. As rates are going to come down, you're going to try to refinance or you're going to get stuck. Your house isn't going to be worth it. Okay, so here's what I mean. If you bought a $200,000 home and you put down 3% because you got a first-time homebuyer program, but you got a $10,000 or $15,000 down payment assistance program. Well, when you go to refinance, you can't refinance over 100% of your home's value. Well, that down payment assistance program puts you there. So what do you do? Well, you can't really do anything. So you're going to be stuck with that high rate. Okay, so if you're trying to figure this out or maneuver all this, let me do all the heavy lifting for you. Upload your loan estimate, the best loan estimate you got. So if you got comparisons for 4, 5, 6 different lenders, upload it. Let me compare it with 33 lenders and see if I can get you a lower rate and lower fees. And if I do, hope to win you as a customer. If I don't, I'll be the first one to say, hey, God bless you. You did your homework. I can't beat it. But let's say you're just sitting on the sidelines saying, Dan, when rates hit 6, I want to refinance. Well, just let me know. Click the refinance button right through here. You're going to fill in your information right through here. I don't sell it. I monitor this personally. So when the rate hits exactly where you want to refinance, I'll be giving you a call. We'll break down the numbers. I'll give you the rate, the fees, your break-even point. If it makes sense, we'll get you locked in and the paperwork started. So that's our report for today, folks. So really, the inflation report came in right at point. The markets aren't moving really at all. They're still in the red. But we got the stock market basically flat as a pancake. Got the bond market staying sticky right there at minus 10 where we were when we started this broadcast. So there's really nothing happening in the markets this morning, which is great news because I'll be traveling all day, folks. So thanks for watching today. I greatly appreciate it. Hope you learned something. If you need my help, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you if you're looking to buy or refinance. That's what we're here for, folks. So God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you tomorrow. Check out tomorrow's video. I'll let you know what's coming up next week that will be affecting these things over through here and the wise. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.